It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the stolen flash drive that lit up the Sausalito email board. An unfortunate soul in the Sausalito parking regime had a flash drive stolen from his car. The flash drive had some data on it regarding the holders of residential parking cards. The police quickly issued an email to parking card holders that the data had been stolen, but a lot of questions went unanswered. Chief Tejada and Lieutenant Skoog of the Sausalito Police Department have provided me the bulk of the answers, and I will review them during this show. If you are a cardholder, you probably don't have much to worry about, but I will share some steps you can take if you are concerned. First, the email went out this past Friday. I was oblivious of it until friends at my favorite coffee shop advised me of it on Saturday morning, and Lieutenant Skoog and Chief Tejada responded immediately to my inquiries. I recorded this show yesterday, Sunday, and so no one from the police department was available to be on the show with me. I am basing this show on some information provided by the Sausalito Police Department. Try to imagine how the parking employee felt when he realized that not only had his car been broken into, but that the thief had taken the flash drive with all the data on the parking card holders. That was not a fun call to report that theft. The employee apparently needed the information both at the police station and at the parking booth across from the Bank of America building to answer questions from parking card holders. According to Chief Tejada, this employee now knows that having the information on a flash drive in his car is not permitted. Oh, I bet he does. I personally am pretty understanding as to how this could happen. You need the information in both places, and it needs to be up to date. I seriously doubt the city or the police department has much data on a cloud platform, particularly not accessible from the dilapidated parking booth. So the employee used the flash drive as a portable memory base. I've done it with sensitive financial information, and I'm sure many of you have too. So let's not throw stones at the poor guy. I mean, after all, he has to endure a level of Dante's Inferno every day dealing with parking questions from residents and visitors. He suffers enough. The good news in all this is that the data on the drive, according to Chief Tejada, is not the type of information which can allow theft of your identity. The data file did not include dates of birth, social security numbers, or credit card information. With the exception possibly of your car license number, the balance of the information on the drive could be obtained from county records, court documents, or the ever-present Google. The other good news is that the police department notified affected individuals via email right away. There was no attempt to cover up the mistake, even though it was not an actual breach of confidentiality. A much better approach than some other government agencies, like the IRS. So, if you are a parking card holder, what should you do? It appears you do not have to do anything. The thief has some information on you, but nothing that would allow him or her to readily steal your identity. If you are still concerned, Chief Tejada recommends the U.S. Treasury Department website, www.treasury.gov. My personal favorite is the Wells Fargo page on fraud prevention. Google Fraud Prevention Tips, Wells Fargo, to find that page. Within the next few weeks, I will be reviewing the newly initiated program to provide earthquake warnings by cell phone. Perhaps this flash drive incident was just an early test of the system. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.